Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Christian. You're listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. If you like it, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Now, here's what's happening today, Thursday, November the 26th. TikTok is introducing a new feature that allows people with photosensitive epilepsy to skip videos that could trigger seizures. The short-form video sharing app is expanding on tools that labelled videos with effects such as flashing lights. Now, the TikTok's Skip All option will allow users to set up their profiles so the platform doesn't show them videos that could act as a trigger. Earlier this year, TikTok was condemned by epilepsy charities after a so-called seizure challenge that encouraged people to mimic the effects of a seizure on camera to the song Lucid Dreams. The song's creator, rapper Juice WRLD, died after a seizure last year. Could robots be the future frontline workers of the pandemic? An inventor in Egypt is working on making this the case. As the country faces a second wave of the virus, Mahmoud El-Khomi is trialling a remote control robot that can test for COVID-19, take the temperature of patients and warn them if they don't wear masks. Kira O3, who is operating in a hospital north of Cairo, is said to help limit exposure to infection and prevent virus transmission. The robot has a human-like face and robotic arms, allowing it to take blood tests, perform echocardiograms and x-rays, and display the results to patients on a screen attached to its chest. Mr. El-Khomi says he wanted to make Kira O3 more human-like so patients don't fear it. Now to Black Friday, where, confined to our homes, experts predict we'll be using our voice to take advantage of the sales.
We saw about 33% of people are also ordering entertainment products as well via voice, from things like board games to DVDs and LPs even. Lots of people buying things like video games as well, particularly with the new consoles from PS5 and the Xbox Series X's that have just released.
Vixen Labs boss James Poulter says in a new study, parents were found to be the ones most likely to use their voice assistants to order food, do their grocery shopping, or find out more about when stores will be back open. He says as the biggest shopping weekend of the year approaches, some companies are even offering sales just to those who use their assistant to make the purchase.
Amazon themselves are actually giving special offers on Echo devices, their range of Alexa devices, that you can only get if you order them with your voice.
Meanwhile, the ExoMars rover is one step closer to landing on the red planet after successful tests of the parachutes that will bring it down onto the Martian surface. The two parachutes that will safely deliver the rover to Mars completed the first full-scale high-altitude drop tests after two failed tests last year. Once it gets to our neighbouring planet, a six-minute sequence will help quickly slow it down ahead of its landing on the Martian surface. Atmospheric drag will slow the module from around 13,048 miles per hour to just 1,056 miles per hour, at which point the first parachute will be deployed. Around 20 seconds later, at about 248 miles per hour, the second parachute will open. When the module is 1 kilometre above ground, the braking engines will kick into gear and safely deliver it to the planet's surface. The launch is due to take place in 2022. Over on the International Space Station, spaceworms have proved living out of Earth's orbit can affect cells at the genetic level. Analysis of nematode worm species living on the ISS has revealed subtle changes in close to 1,000 genes, with stronger effects seen among cells in the nervous system. Researchers say this could help understand why humans and other living organisms experience physical decline in space. Astronauts can lose up to 40% of their muscle when they spend 6 months or longer in orbit. The worms, which are about 1 millimetre in size, are known to share many of the same biological characteristics as humans. And this could be good news for those who spend most of their day sitting down. The World Health Organization says that if we exceed the weekly recommended activity levels, we could offset the health harms caused by prolonged sitting. The new research also suggests that increasing physical activity can counter the risk of early death linked to long periods of sedentary time. They say that 30 to 40 minutes of moderate to vigorous intensity physical activity a day substantially weakens this risk. The WHO guidance recommends a weekly tally of 150 to 300 minutes of moderate intensity, or at least 75 to 100 minutes of vigorous intensity. But it emphasises any amount of physical activity is better for health than none. And finally, an invasive species of wasp in Australia is preventing planes from taking off. The keyhole wasp is known for making nests in artificial nooks and crannies, and they're causing a massive headache for pilots after taking a particular liking to vital aircraft instruments called pitot probes. The thin tubes calculate airspeed and are especially important in takeoff and landing. The solution? To create fake pitot probes around the airport that the wasps will hopefully take more of a liking to. You're up to date. Tech and Science Daily is back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. And come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.